8.9%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The unemployment rate is now at 8.9%. The government just announced employers cut 539,000 jobs in April. That's actually less than expected and the smallest loss since October. That'll probably take a little stress off the markets this morning. So will the results of those bank stress tests the government announced last night. It turns out 10 of the country's top 19 banks need more capital. The banks need to tell the government how they'll raise a total of $75 billion by June 8th. Edward Haddas joins us now from London. He's with financial commentary website Breaking Views. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning.
Okay, the results are out. Do you feel better?
I feel a little better, but there were so many leaks beforehand, there wasn't much news there. What really makes us feel a little bit better would be that the markets have rallied, and that means that the banks will probably be able to raise the $75 billion mostly from the equity market and not have to turn to the government for yet more cash.
Throughout this process, we've heard the Fed and Treasury didn't really go too deep with these tests. What do you think?
It does look like this so-called stress scenario was not all that stressed if we had a terrible, terrible recession that goes on much longer than is currently expected. Then there might have to be a super stress test, and there might yet be more need for capital. But so far, this looks like a reasonable starting point, given where the economy is and where sentiment is right now.
You mentioned those leaks. I have to ask you, what did you make of the government dripping out all of this information ahead of time?
Well, if a private company did that, it might cross some borders of disclosure of information. But in this case, it made some sense. It enabled the government to find out what the market was looking for and enabled the market to absorb the news before it came. So by the time the announcement came, the market was really very ready for it and indeed was taken as better than expected.
Edward Haddas is an editor for the financial commentary website Breaking Views. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Bank of England stepped up efforts today to revive the British economy. It's buying more bonds worth billions of dollars. Yesterday, the European Central Bank said it would also resort to the same emergency approach. A reminder, the global economy isn't in the clear yet. Stephen Beard from the European Desk in London has more.
The Bank of England has already created $70 billion worth of new money to buy bonds. It now plans an additional $120 billion for the same purpose. The process aims to pump much-needed cash into the economy to force long-term interest rates even lower. Some describe it as a central bank's last desperate throw. The Fed's been doing it for months. Now the European Central Bank says it's going to start doing it too. Andrew Hilton is with the CSFI think tank. He says stock markets may be booming, but there's still real trouble in the real economy.
Most economists feel that the economic situation is at best bottoming out, but it's nothing to get excited about, that the problem is continuing, it may even get worse.
Another leading analyst says that the recovery, when it eventually comes, will be extremely anemic. But he says anemia is better than rigor mortis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Despite that, right now, markets in Europe remain higher across the board. For markets in Asia today, a higher close. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 102 points or 1.2% to 8410. This just in, Fannie Mae says it needs another $19 billion in government aid. Fannie posted a loss of more than $23 billion in the first quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
Lots of people are putting in hard hours looking for a job in this climate, and that includes the job interview. Seattle resident Steiner Skipsness is behind the website howtonailaninterview.com. He has a series of videos of what not to do, like this guy listing the things he stole from a previous employer.
What were some of the things that you took?
Office chairs, writing pads, the big white erasers and staplers.
You took office chairs.
Yes.
That is a real interviewee trying to get a job. Skipsness set up a fake office in downtown Seattle, posted a fake marketing job opening on Craigslist, interviewed the eager candidates, and taped the interviews. We should mention everyone that was taped signed releases. Skipsness figured he could best learn about job interviewing by becoming the asker rather than the asked. Skipsness says his first piece of advice for applicants is know the industry you're applying to work in.
There was a couple of candidates that came in. I was asking questions. Since it was a marketing coordinator position, you know, what attracts you to work in the field of marketing? What do you do to stay up on industry knowledge? What books do you read? And, you know, nothing. I mean, show passion. I mean, I would say that's a huge factor. You know, if you can't express that, you know, why should I hire you? I want passionate people, or I think employers in general want passionate people working for their companies.
Okay, good advice, but let's face it, it was the videos that really attracted us to his site. You have both the interviewer and the interviewee in a plain office setting. Well, it's kind of like job applicants say the darndest things.
I would have to say the most memorable moment was the lack of responsibility when, I mean, I honestly don't think you could say anything worse in a job interview.
What was your favorite part about working in retail?
Lack of responsibility. Like, you don't feel like you're responsible a lot of times for things, you know? Blame the corporation or, like, just kind of be a little minion and don't take the blame.
Well, with the position that we're looking to hire for right now, there might be a little responsibility.
Sounds great to me.
I guess the guy's up for the challenge now. Steiner Skipsness says his experiment taught him too many people are blowing off the interview process. His other tips include, turn off your cell phone when you go in there, no flirting, and for Pete's sake, set those Facebook profiles to private. We have a link to his website at marketplace.org. You can find more advice and more pretty amazing videos. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.